the story.
Nowadays, they call themselves interior designers. But in the last half of the 19th century, when the term was interior decorator, there was one such of incomparable talent named James Abbott McNeil. James was among the first to regard the phrase interior decorator with reproach, and yet he did so with a feeling of disdain for his incompetent peers in his profession. What made James a celebrity in his field was something called the Peacock Room. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Among James's friends was a rich eccentric, a ship owner known throughout London, F.R. Leland. Mr. Leland had a home at No. 50 Prince's Gate, a home laden with rare and beautiful things which he had collected from all over the world. But in this home was a certain dining room, and its decor was altogether too somber. The ceiling was finished in heavy wood, and the walls were covered with dark Spanish leather, and the rug was dark also, and bordered in red. Leland called the whole thing oppressive. So, he asked James to come in and redecorate it. Well, James's proposal was then revolutionary, even unnerving. To Mr. Leland's dismay, James suggested painting the Spanish leather wall covering, painting every inch of it. The color scheme was to be blue and gold, brilliantly so, like the tail of a peacock. In fact, the very pattern of the peacock's eye and the breast feathers was to be employed extensively. Well, when Mr. Leland's dining room was finished, you can bet that it created a sensation among all who saw it. It was even reviewed in the Times on February 15, 1877. The usually hard-to-please publication fairly gushed with praise for James's decoration. Quote, "The whole interior is so fanciful and fantastic, and at the same time so ingenious and original in motive," end quote. So James, already renowned, was at once even more renowned. The Peacock Room. Flamboyant, to be sure. And yet James often said that the work of the decorator and the furnisher is sometimes best when it's completely unnoticed. Now, he was hardly immune to criticism in his day. In fact, many critics found James's interiors laughable and embarrassing. Remember this, however. Virtually all of James's concepts in the field of interior design eventually were accepted and followed and respected. It was James who first painted rooms white, he who first rejected elaborately patterned wallpaper, substituting it with solid colors. It was James who first used popularized yellow for decorative purposes. James who introduced white woodwork and blue and white porcelain to mainstream interior design in England. It has been said that the majority of modern domestic interiors owe whatever decorative merit they possess to him, to James. He admitted only that as an interior decorator, he could indulge his artistic imagination without limitation. How remarkable that the world has all but forgotten that gift and revered instead the canvas art of James Abbott McNeil Whistler. You've known of the portrait he painted of his mother, but now you know the rest of the story.